Cool. Let's start in Child's Pose. Let's do that. Promise not to bust out. You make me feel like a natural woman because that's what I was just doing, and no one needs to hear that. But please listen to Carole King today. Have a moment here. Let the muscles of your face soften into your natural hint of a smile. You feel your breath move in and out, and your steady rhythm. It's the pace of your life. Often the pace of life seems fast and furious. The pace of your life, it's this inhale, exhale rhythm, the rhythm of your heartbeat, the rhythm of your organs doing their job. I'm just going to play at that pace with that rhythm for this time that you spend here. Next inhale, come on up to hands and knees. We're going to exhale to cat pose and slide that cat pose back. And then inhale to cow pose, slide the cow pose forward. There's still cat and cow, so you're still dropping the hips, dropping the head on the cat pose. And the hips stay high. And the same thing as you're moving forward, and that cow kind of feels like up dog, but the tail's going up, body position staying in the cow. So a couple more, just like that. Full range of motion in your spine. And then make your way back to center. We're going to tuck toes and come up to down dog. So exhale here. And then inhale forward, high plank. Here you're really going to focus on tensioning out from heels to head. And then sliding back. Hands press forward, hips lift up. So when we come forward to the high plank, we're contrasting this with that previous movement, which was about the spine. Moving as much as it can. Here we're keeping the spine pretty neutral, going for length. Two more, back and forth. Begin your way back to down dog. We're going to walk the hands back toward the feet. Walk your feet wide to the edges of your mat. Slide the arms up to the legs. We're going to sit into a half squat. Draw your heart forward. So there's a little of the cow pose here. And then bow. And then sit back. Spine in, heart forward. Out. One more, sit back, spine in, heart fold. Bow, stay here, arms around legs, hug in, let your head drop, let your face soften, breath in, and breath out. We'll walk the hands out back to a high plank. Press the floor, come on down to the mat. Hands underneath your elbows, so your elbows back behind the shoulders. And peeling up for cobra, we're going to use the upper back to move into the back bend. Squeeze the shoulder blades in towards center, pull them down towards your hips. Get as much range of motion as you can from the shoulder blade action. We're gonna work that pulling action. Shoulder blades in and down. And then one more. In. Pause here at the mat, nose almost to the floor. Press your hands down. Pull your navel center in. And so like the mat underneath your belly button was really hot. Pull up and away. We're going to push the hands down. You're going to come to hands and knees. In one exhale, press up. And then inhale, lower that all the way back down. Same idea here on the floor. Navel center up and in. Press up on your exhale. And then slow lower on your inhale all the way down. Last one. Hands press down. Navel in. Press up hands and knees. Tuck your toes. Downward facing dog. Breath in. Breath all the way out. Take your feet wide apart and bring your hands close together. See, there's a little A-frame dog going on. We're going to twist. Take your left hand to, I'm sorry, your right hand to your left shin. Well, it could be either way, but right to left, we'll start that. Back to center, breathe in. Left hand to right shin. And then back to center, breathe in. You can do this with a tap, with just tapping the shin or the thigh even. Or wrap the hand around and give yourself a little extra emphasis into the twist. So hand wraps to the outside. Turn your rib cage as much as you can. Take your time. Again, moving at breath pace. It's exhale to twist. Inhale to unwind yourself. Exhale to twist. One more side of the come on back to center and look forward, walk forward into ragdoll. And with this one, a side to side action, sway side to side. You can sway your hips, you can sway the rib cage, you can do both. Lateral action, side to side. Yeah, really nice. Come back to center. We're going to release the hands to the mat on fingertips. You could also be on blocks if you prefer that. Let your head drop heavy, face off. You know, roll your shoulder blades around. So shoulder blades can move out to the sides. They can move down toward your ears, up toward your hips. See if you can get some circles of the shoulder blades. Just gonna move in every way they can. They move in and out on the back, like wings. Much mobility as you can get there. And then slowly back at center, just pause, stop the action, have a breath in. Breath out. We'll walk the feet together. Press down into your feet. Rise up to standing mountain pose. We're going to draw hands together at heart center. Pause here. Let your eyes fall gently closed. You're going to open your mouth. Unhinge your jaw. Let it move around. If you have little clicks or pops and they're not painful, totally fine. If anything's painful, obviously, you don't need it. Let's see how many actions you can get from your jaw, how much you can stretch the jaw, stretch the face. No one's watching, this is great. You're just gonna move your face, just like we do with the shoulder blades. As many things as you can find to do with jaw and facial muscles, do that. And it's sometimes a little, it's interesting how tight the facial muscles can get. So if you're finding that, be interested. And let your face soften again into that hint of a smile that's your natural countenance. Have a breath in. And a breath out. And we'll move. Sun A, inhale, reach up. Exhale, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway. Plant your hands, low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Look forward, walk, or lightly hop, top of your mat. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. And exhale, fold, fold. Breathe in, reach up. Good. Breathe out, fold forward. Breathe in, lift halfway. Plant your hands, low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Look forward, walk or lightly hop to your head. Breathe in, lift halfway. Good. Breathe out, bow fold. Breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. Mobility work here. Breathe out, sit back and reach forward. Low Utkatasana, however low you go is low. Breathe in, reach up. This time you're going to sit back, and as you sit back, you're going to extend the right leg back on a toe. So it's not really a lunge, it's just you're on the toe. And then stand back up, reach up. Okay. So it's still the Utkatasana. You sit back, and left leg's going back just to a toe. All the weight's still in the right foot. Bring it back up to stand. Right, so don't put weight in the foot when it goes back. Sit back, both feet, Utkatasana. Right, this is the main movement. Come on back up. Right. Now it's like you're just doing that movement on the left. So extend the right leg back. Just go to a toe, don't put weight in it. Come up to stand. And then the left side, extend the leg back. It's not a lunge. Yeah, rewire your mind, it's not a lunge. Sit back, Utkatasana. Stand up and reach. Then right leg goes back, but it's you're trying to just balance. You can hover the foot if you want. Then come up and reach. And the left side. No weight in that foot back there. Back up and reach. Exhale, bow forward. Good work. There are thousands of ways to move your body. Don't get stuck in one. Breathe in, lift halfway, toe heel your feet, hip distance apart. This is a lunge. Step the right leg back, feet are hip distance, so that's the difference. Back foot is planted. There's pretty even weight distribution, pressing down through feet. Hands into heart center, and down. Step back, high to low. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Breathe in, right leg back and up behind. And breathe out, bend the knee, draw to your right elbow. Take a step. Breathe in, airplane. Breathe out, Utkatasana up front. Breathe in, stand up. Breathe out, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Heel toe your feet apart. Left leg's going back. You low lunge on two tracks. Press your feet down. Reach up. Feel even weight in the 2 feet. Reach through the spine. Hands to the heart. Then the mat. Step back. Idle. Breathe in. Upward facing dog. Breathe out. Down dog. Breathe in. Left leg up. Breathe out, knee in, big step, press into the front foot, airplane. Breathe out, Utkatasana. Breathe in, stand up, reach. Breathe out, sit back, we're going to twist to the right. Breathe in, you're going to open your arms. Breathe out, you're going to Extend the left leg back, tap to a toe, but it's not a lunge, just tapping the toe. Step back up, breathe in. Breathe out, bow forward. Breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. Breathe out, sit back, hands to heart, and twist. Breathe in, open your arms, hips low, heart high. Press the arm to leg. You can extend the right leg back, maybe to a toe, maybe to hover. Inhale, step it up, spread wide through your arms. And exhale, bow forward. Breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. Breathe out, eagle right arm underneath, right leg over top. Breathe in, lift your elbow points. Breathe out, unwind the top leg, airplane. Breathe in, extend way back, back toes down, reach up for crescent. Breathe out, hands down, standing split. Back leg lifts to whatever degree it lifts. Breathe in, squeeze the upper leg. You breathe out. Imagine someone's pushing your shin up. Push your shin down as if against that resistance of their hand. So the foot comes in line with the leg. Then breathe in, lift halfway. And breathe out, bow forward. Breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. Breathe out, eagle, left arm underneath, and left leg over top. Breathe in, heart up, elbow points up. Breathe out, unwinding airplane. Bend your standing out, reach the left leg way back, lowest lunge you can get, breathe in, reach up. When you breathe out, hands up, press into the right foot. Standing split. Imagine that you've got that hand underneath your shin. Squeeze your leg tight. When you exhale, use your abdominals. Use the front of your thigh. Pull the leg down as if against resistance. Foot slides in to meet the right. Breathe in, lift halfway. And breathe out. Fold. Really, really good. Press your feet down, breathe in. Stand up, reach up. Breathe out, arms down at your sides. Pause here, look straight ahead. Okay, here's the game. Look straight ahead. Keep your arms at your sides. You can put them on, you can put hands on hips if you want to remember that. You're going to bend the knees. You're going to keep pressing into your feet, press into your feet, press into your feet, press into your feet. You get to whatever amount of squat you can get. Maybe your heels are up. Maybe your heels are down. Can you keep hands off the floor and just sit your body down? Yeah. Maybe, maybe not. Like, totally fine if you can. We're just going to try as far as we can with that pressure into the floor. Cross your right ankle in front of your left. So now we're sitting with low cross-legged. And we're gonna give ourselves a little help by pulling the knees up here and having the edges of the feet on the floor. Now your goal, or the game, we're just going to call it the game. It's the game. You're going to take the soles of your feet to the mat. So you're going to bring the knees in towards center. That action is going to center you in. Reach forward. Stand up. Feet are still crossed. They're in the same position they were. If they had to move, they had to move. Right? And then hands to heart center. Feet unwind. Standing. There's samasthiti. Move your face around again. Just let your face clear everything out. Like you're clearing out any excess thoughts you had by moving your facial muscles. Right? This stuff is not easy. This stuff is not required of you as a human being. The better you get at skillfully bringing yourself up and down off the floor, right? The studies are saying the more longevity you have, like the longer you live. So let's practice this a lot. Right? Yes, you can use your hands, but no, you don't have to. Right? So what we're going to do, we're going to get arms by the sides. And you're just leaving the arms by the sides or putting hands on hips. And just giving them a job so that they don't inadvertently get involved, because they are like the busybody friends. They will get involved if you don't give them a job. Press your feet down. Start to sit back into your Utkatasana. You get deep. Okay, now, when we get deep, our hips are still pretty far off the floor, right? It would be really tempting to use the hands. You can, or you can let the knees move out to the sides, come toward butterfly, let yourself ease back like that. Yeah! so good. All right, from here, left ankle over the right. Cross legs, just easier to get. We could do it uncrossed, but we'll do it this way. That gives us that pull in towards center. That's what we're trying to get, is these knees in towards center. So, arms reach forward, like your favorite person there is to help you up. Like you know that feeling, someone's helping you up, right? Imagine that, visualize that. But pull your knees in, reach the arms forward, and stand up. Yeah. Yeah, whatever it takes. And then hands to heart, foot to mat. You just got it. Breath here, breath out. Cool. We'll breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. We'll do like a real yoga thing here. And then exhale, bow forward. Breathe in, lift up, wave flat back. Plant your hands. Low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Look forward, walk or hop to seated. Come on down to your back. Hug your knees in. Get a little rock side to side across your lower back. One knee in each hand. Spin them around. And take the hands away. Let the legs mobilize themselves in these opposite circles. Then we're going to take that mobilization into ankle to knee pose. So you're going to cross the right ankle over the left knee. Let the left leg hug it in even so far that you pick up your hips off the floor if you like. Unwind it. Do the other side. Same thing. Outer leg pulls the inner leg in. We're just biggest circles we can. Most mobility we can get through the hips in terms of that kind of circumduction. Rolling the leg bone moving in the hip socket. One more, side to side. And we're gonna give this literally a twist. So right ankle over left. Take the legs over to the left. Tap the right heel, bring it back to center. Take the legs over to the right, tap the right thigh, coming back to center. Big unwind, other side, cross, and then to the right, tap the heel if possible. Back to center, over to the left, tap the thigh, bring it center, undo it, redo other side, and you got it. We're going, it's kind of like belly twisting pose. But with the legs crossed. Undo it. Left side over. Side. And side. Back to center. Undo it. We're going to cross the right ankle, outside left thigh, and just pause. Pause here. Left thigh pulls against the right shin. Right shin, press into the thigh. So you've got a lot of work in left hip flexor and the abdominals. A lot of work in the outer right hip. You can even put your right hand to the outside of the thigh, press the thigh into the hand. If you want to get better at getting up and down off the floor, work these muscles, the active external rotation of the leg and the hip flexor. Undo that, coming back to center, and switch sides. Left ankle over right knee. Then use the right leg, pull in, keep that consistent. And then resist that with the shin. You can even put your left hand to the outside of the left thigh to get more of that pressure outward, more of the outer left hip. Keep consistent work of the right legs, with hip flexors, abdominals pulling up. And then outer left hip. And so these areas tend to be tight, but they also tend to be, in most people, weaker. I'm sure yours are great, right? We're all great. But in the kind of comparative strength in the body, these muscles aren't as attended to in everyday life. Get these. Even though hip flexors and outer hips can be tight, they're usually tight from inactivity. Working them will help with the tightness as well. Like the more mobility, the more exercise they get, the more hydration they get, it gets better. You bring your knees into your chest, unwind everything. Have any finishing poses or stretches you like, and make your way to Shavasana when you're ready. Great work, y'all. You're ready to move again. Start with wiggling your fingers and your toes. Roll to your right side. Make your way up to seated. Take a moment to sit tall, to spread out. And bring hands together at heart center. And thumbs to forehead center. Really great work, y'all. Thank you for being here. Namaste. Super good. Thank you, guys. I hope you didn't hear too much of the construction noise back there, but if you did, I'm sorry. We'll get through it together. See you guys. Let's rest on your center line. Let your eyes fall gently closed. And you'll rest here, body open. And the senses are centered inward. In this moment, you're ready to move, start with deepening your breath. Let it move you. Where are all the spaces that a breath moves? Your body, right? rib cage, shoulders, belly, maybe into the hips and arms. You feel the waves of breath, maybe through the legs, maybe out to hands and feet. You can feel the echoes of the waves of breath. As if your breath were moving to the hands and feet, let it start to wiggle the fingers and toes. So moving your mind from awareness into visualization. Your breath is moving the outer edges of you. And then pause. It's still, you know where the boundaries of you are. You roll to your right side, curl in and pause with yourself. Just a moment here to be unhurried, to be in liminal space between. Pose on the side is called child dreaming pose. So we keep a space of openness, of innocence, of wonder, of new beginning as we come up to seated and taking a seated posture, Sukhasana or Vajrasana, whether you're seated or kneeling. You again just organize yourself so that you feel at ease. And that there's a buoyancy, a lightness to you in the way that you're sitting. You sit in a way that you feel well. You're attentive to your own presence, that you're interested in making the space that you are a good place to live. Bring our hands together at heart center. Thumbs to forehead center. That was great, y'all. Thank you for being here. Namaste. Super well done. Thank you for being here. Well done. Awesome. Super. Great guy. So good. Thank you, guys. Good night, Texas. Good night, Dr. John. See you soon.